Good morning. So a few last thoughts in regards to the 3 weeks before we move on to the lachas of the 9 days. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that a person from the Rizal that a person should be misabel during this period. A person should find opportunities to stop and to contemplate and mourn the loss that we have of the Beis Hamikdash of Yerushalayim. The Rizal says it by the same way that there's Tikkun Chatzos, that person says at night time in the middle of the night, or which a person gets up and mourns the loss of the Beis Hamikdash. So during the 3 weeks, a person should do so by day, by Chatzos of the day. He says, B'yivka k'mochat isha, a person should undertake for a half an hour to sit there and to cry. Nowadays we don't have crying even on Tisha B'Av, so we're not going to be crying during that time. But a person should, during the day, and stop and think that this is a time where there is a national, it's a time of availus and mourning for Klal Yisrael. A person should do so. It is a time during the year where it's appropriate to add on to Limud HaTorah and to giving tzedakah. It's interesting, you see the Yetzirah seems to get an opportunity to sort of weaken Klal Yisrael at the time to be mechazik. There's a time where many yeshivas already are off, and etc., which is a weakening of Limud HaTorah. But a person should try to be mechazik during that time to learn more, and to, it's a time of giving tzedakah. Tzedakah is Hatzalah for Klal Yisrael. There's a minhag to say Al Naras Bovel. A person washes and is coming to bench. So during the week, instead of that, even some people do not say Al Naras Bovel before they bench the whole year. There's a minhag to say, at least during the Chavas Yor again in the Sefer Mekor Chaim, says the minhag is to say Al Naras Bovel before we bench. There is a fascinating thought from the Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi. If you ever wondered why, if you look at all the parashiyos in Sefer Bamidbar, and we put Matas and Masay together, it would be much easier for the Baal Kore to put Chukas and Bolak together than Matas and Masay together. He says, but what would happen if you would put Chukas and Bolak together instead of Matas and Matas Masay? Is Parshas Pinchas will not be during the 3 weeks. You know, Parshas Pinchas would be before the 3 weeks, and then Matos and Maaseh, one Shabbos would be Matos, one Shabbos would be Maaseh, one Shabbos would be Devorah. So the reason, one of the explanations, the reason why we put Matos and Maaseh together, which you look almost all years Matos and Maaseh is together, is to guarantee that Pinchas is during the 3 weeks. Why is that? Parshas Pinchas is the parsha of the Moedus. We talk about the Karbonas of the Yamim Tovim. So one way of saying it is that Parshas Pinchas is there to counterbalance the mourning and say that we're looking forward to this to be a time of Moed. It'll be a time which we're going to be able to celebrate, just like the Pesukim talk about the bringing the Karbonas. Other way of saying it more Kabbalistically is that the Hashpoah of Toiv, which the Moedus put into through the Karbonas, put into Klal Yisrael and into the world, these 3 weeks are the 3 weeks which sort of like are covering over that light of which the Karbonas bring into the world, or we're bringing into the world. These 3 weeks represent that the fact that the three main moedim of Klal Yisrael, the Karbonas of Botel. So we're coming and trying to bring back some of that aura of the Karbonas into the 3 weeks, that there should be that it should not be limited and affected by that. And that's one of the explanations why we lay in Parshas, always lay, make sure that we lay in Parshas Pinchas during the 3 weeks. There is one year which comes out that that doesn't work out like that. One type of a year which is set up out of, it happens very, very, very rarely. That's the weeks where you'll actually be able to learn the Haftarah of Parshas Pinchas, which is printed in the Chumashim. It comes up very rarely. Once in a while, it might come up over 20 years before it happens, then it might happen 2 or 3 years later again, and then it'll be a long gap before it happens. But in general, Parshas Pinchas is always doing this for me, so have a good one.